Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Meredazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for joining us today, and thank you especially for talking about something that's been a problem for me for several years, tomato problems. I can't grow a tomato to save my life. I've had weed eater incidents, ravenous squirrels and birds, and even a tree fell on my last remaining tomato plant. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah, it was not my best day.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't
meant to be.
Yeah, at least it wasn't the house. So, you know, that's
right.
Something. But what are some common tomato problems and how can we fix them or even avoid them?
Well, we are mid-growing season, and we're starting to, if you haven't already, starting to see an overabundance of tomatoes. And some of the things that I have heard and had people ask me are, I've got really great bushy tomatoes, but I'm not seeing the flowers set on. And the reality is you can provide too much nutrients to your tomato plants in the form of nitrogen, which that nitrogen puts on the leafy green and does not really focus on the fruit production. It will level itself out, but the nutrients are going to creating the foliage rather than producing the crop. And so that's probably the most common thing that I've seen so far this year. But some of the other things that we're probably starting to see, although this week's weather has been very, very ideal, we still have the hot sun, but our temperatures are down a little bit, so that does help. But some of the common things that we run into is leaf curl. And when it gets too hot, the leaves are just going to curl up, and we'll also see this after we cultivate or if we do some severe pruning. But this doesn't affect our yield. We just want to make sure that we keep our plants well watered and don't get too deep around them if you're using a hoe to weed, and we want to make sure to keep the soil up around the plant. Blossom end rot is something else that we start to see. It's a dry, leathery patch at the bottom of the tomato fruit. And it's just caused by fluctuations in the soil moisture. We've been pretty dry, but now we've also had some rain hit and miss. It also will happen if we transition really quick from cool to hot weather. And so you may be seeing some of that already. And to kind of help navigate through that, we want to make sure we use uniform watering. Mulch helps, and also the don't over-fertilize with nitrogen. Blossom drop, it will happen when it's cool. Also, when it's above 90 degrees, our blossoms may fall off the plants. And again, it's just another one of those things. We don't want to put excessive nitrogen on those plants because that does encourage blossom drop. Cracking, I'm betting we're going to start seeing a lot of cracking when sudden summer rains or watering after a drought, which we've just had here in Linn County. It may cause the fruit to crack. Different varieties are better at handling this, so you might want to take that into consideration when we're planting and picking our varieties earlier in the year. But if you notice the cracking, you can pick them a little earlier and allow them to ripen inside. They are unsightly, but they are still okay to use. They are definitely good for canning and things like that. Another problem we may see is wilt, sudden death. That's just a disease. So we want to pick some varieties that are resistant to wilt. We may start seeing some blight or some foliage diseases. They may cause spots or lesions on the tomatoes or the leaves. The lower leaves may start to turn yellow and die, and they fall off. They're going to get worse the hotter it gets and the more humid it gets. To kind of avoid this, we want to make sure that we plant our tomatoes in a different place each year. If we need to put on some fungicides, and we can get those fungicides at our local garden stores, and mulching helps. We also might start to see some insects, some aphids, some cutworms, some spider mites. Fruit worms or hornworms and stink bugs are the most common ones that we're going to see. And we may need to use some perithrin for that. We may want to use some 7-Dust. There's different things out there on the market that we can use for that. So those are some of the common things that we see as far as diseases and problems, as well as the insects that we see. The other thing that I wanted to mention, it necessarily isn't a problem, but it may be answer to one of your problems, is that tomato fruits do not turn red when our temperature is above 95 degrees. So when we start seeing those temperatures over 100 degrees, our fruits are not going to turn the red that we're hoping to on the vine. And so if we get into those temperatures again, which I know we will, we can allow those to ripen on the vine, and they may turn a yellowish orange. And if we want to go ahead and pick those tomatoes when they're in the pink stage, then we can bring them inside and allow those to ripen indoors. 70 degrees is the ideal temperature. Light isn't required. And then if we put those in the refrigerator after they've ripened, they can last several weeks. And those are just some things to think about. I remember my grandma always picking the tomatoes in the summer and putting them on the windowsill, which she wouldn't have needed to do, or even putting tea towels out on the counter to get those to ripen because it was too hot out. So sometimes we forget about some of the simple things that may affect things, and it's just picking those ahead of time and taking them inside will help us to move that harvest along. So a lot of different things can happen with the tomatoes. And Audrey, I'm sorry that you don't have good luck with your tomatoes, but you know what? There's a lot of places we can buy them. I don't even have a garden, so I just rely on the local farmers markets, or if friends and neighbors have extras, we're always willing to take those. And even our local grocery stores buy from our local producers. So we are here in Mound City, we're very fortunate we get local produce that we can pick up there at the stores. But some simple things that we can maybe do of our tomatoes is reducing our nitrogen, keeping mulches going, and keeping water evenly, and control our insects, and hopefully get a good tomato crop out of it.
Emphasis on the hopefully. Now,
yeah.
what do you do if you actually have a tomato plant and it's more of a tomato tree, kind of tall and spindly?
You know, when you get them tall and spindly like that, you want to make sure that you are putting a cage over them just mm-hmm. so that they can maintain them, the weight of the tomato plant. And the longer we go in the season, the more they start to grow up and lose their foliage. And so you shouldn't have any trouble. They should still produce for you.
Okay. Just keep an eye on what they're doing and don't give them a chance to flop over.
Exactly.
All right. Now, if anybody has any questions about their particular tomato issues, how can they best get a hold of you?
They can call me at the Mound City office at 913-795-2829. And don't forget, many of our extension units have extension master gardeners. And our Extension Master Gardeners are based out of the Paola office, and the number up there is 913-294-4306.
Perfect. And if it still doesn't work for me, like you said, farmers markets are a great way to go.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch. We look forward to talking to you again. And who knows, I may actually get, not a BLT, I can't have bacon, but at least an LT sandwich this summer.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you later. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.